Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Kenninger. She's the director of the Iowa Department for the Blind. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. Well, Karen, I want to start out with some specific meetings you're having here in Southwest Iowa, and then I want to talk a little more about the Iowa Department for the Blind in general. But you have some meetings coming up related, I believe, to materials that you loan out.
We do. We have four meetings in Southwest Iowa coming up on the 15th and the 16th. We have one meeting in Atlantic. Atlantic, yes, absolutely, in Atlantic. I was looking at the address. On the 15th, it's in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. At Heritage House.
At Heritage House, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, 3:30 I have here for Heritage House.
Right, and we have one in Harlan. At the same time,
and I think that one's at the library.
Yes, I seem to have the wrong documents here.
Well, thank goodness I have the news.
I
have the news report you sent out, so I've got that. And then the others are a little farther away from KJN Atlantic. One in Clarinda.
That's right.
On
the 16th at 9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And then one in Shenandoah.
Absolutely.
Let's kind of zero in on the 15th, 1 to 3:30 at Heritage House, and then in Harlan on the 15th, 1 to 3:30 at the library. So what are you going to be talking about these meetings, Karen?
We're going to be talking about the library services that the Iowa Department for the Blind has. We have one of the finest libraries for the blind in the country, and one of the new innovations in our library has been what we are calling the digital talking book. We have had talking books since the 1930s. They started out on old records, and then they moved to cassettes in the 1970s, and the cassette technology, as you know, has become obsolete. So within the last couple of years, the library service has changed over from the cassette technology to a digital technology. And we're going to be demonstrating the new digital players and the digital cartridges that work in those players. And also we're going to be talking about the new option that we have to download the materials off the Internet.
Okay, that sounds like that's really important because, you know, it's kind of scary, especially for some of us who are not so techie, you know, wise. You start talking about digitizing, and we go, oh, what? I can't do that. So you're going to actually show people, and they can hear what you have to say.
We are, and the beauty of this system, which was specifically designed for the libraries for the blind and physically handicapped, is that it's very, very simple. When you think of digital, you think of computers, and you think of mice and screens and, you know, clicking this and clicking that and wandering through all kinds of mazes of information. There's none of that with our system. Our system has a player, which we provide, and the cartridges that work in this new player are very, very simple. You simply slide the cartridge in to a slot. It'll only go in one way, and it's been designed so that it can be managed with very little dexterity because we know that a lot of the people that we serve have a lot of arthritis and other kinds of physical handicaps as well as vision. So we have designed a cartridge that's very easy to load. You slide it into a slot, and you can do it this way. The machine will just start playing right away if that's the way you want to do it. And then when you want to stop it, you can just kind of pull the cartridge out a little bit, and it'll stop. So it's very, very easy, designed for people who are of all ages, and the clarity also of the new speakers and the new technology, the sound clarity is fantastic.
Sounds like something we'd all appreciate.
I think so.
We like to have things that are easy in our life, and this is especially important. So now you said the player is provided, and of course as well as the cartridges. How do people go about getting those, and what's the cost? I'm sure you're going to be talking about all this, but let's kind of review that today so people will get there and hear the rest of the story.
Absolutely. If you have difficulty reading standard print because you can't see it, or because you have a physical disability that makes it difficult to manage a book, or if you have a reading disability that makes it difficult for you to comprehend what you're seeing, then you're eligible to borrow these materials, and you sign up through the Iowa Department for the Blind's library, and at the meeting in Harlan and Atlantic, we will be signing people up for services. if you're interested in that, you can just come in and fill out a fairly short form and get started that way.
And could, for those meetings, could someone else come in? I'm thinking like a friend or a neighbor or a parent or a whatever. I mean, may those people sign up for someone else?
The person, it would be best if the person who is signing up is there.
Could come, okay.
Under some circumstances, we certainly can do that with a proxy, but generally we like to have the person sign up.
Well, they're the ones going to use it, so that would make sense, too.
Yes, and we want to make sure that it's something that they want to do, and we also want to ask them about their reading preferences and that sort of thing, so we can get them started out with the kinds of things they want to read. So it's best to have the person there, if at all possible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if it's not possible for them to come, we can take a name, and we can send one of our independent living teachers out to visit with them and take care of it that way as well.
So it's good to have those alternatives.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So, Karen, what kind of materials will there be available? What kinds of books have you had, books on tape, books on this, now digitized? What's the subject matter of what's available?
Pretty much anything you would find in a public library. That type of material we have. It's not scholarly material, but it's lots of, I think our most popular things are romances and westerns.
Yes.
And we have loads of those. We have cookbooks. We have books on history. We have books on popular science kinds of things. We have just really a general collection that meets practically anybody's reading needs. And if we don't have something that a person wants to read, one of the really wonderful things about our library service and the people of Iowa is that we have volunteers across the state who are willing to record things for people so that they can read really anything that they want. So, for example, if somebody got a book given to them for a birthday or Christmas, we could record that book for them if we didn't already have it so that they could listen to it on the talking book machine.
I think Karen, and we're visiting with Karen Kinninger from the Iowa Department for the Blind, I think, Karen, that there are people who just have no idea of the many services that the Iowa Department for the Blind offers. It's beyond books and library. You have so many services you offer.
We certainly do, and we've been trying to get the word out about those services. We help people who are losing their vision to learn to do things in a new way so that they can stay independent in their homes. For example, we serve a lot of people who are retired, go to their homes and help them figure out how to run their stoves, their microwaves, and all those other little things that become problematic when you can't see the dials and that sort of thing. We also hold community-based trainings where we have people come in for a couple of days into perhaps a library or a church center or something to learn how to do some of the things that are difficult, everything from, say, threading a needle to plugging something into the wall to cooking to walking with a long white cane and using it to, locate steps and all different kinds of things like that. That's part of our service. And most of that is we send people out across the state to visit with people in their homes, so you don't have to be able to drive. We know that most of the people we serve don't. And we will come to them. And then we also have vocational rehabilitation services, which are also we send our counselors out throughout the state. And their job is to help people get ready for and then find employment. So people who want to go to work, we are there to help them find jobs, get the skills that they need, get the skills of blindness that they need so that they can function well in the job and in their communities, and then help them get placed in a job.
How's the best way to contact the Iowa Department for the Blind, Karen?
The best way is to call us at 1-800-362-2587. That's a toll-free number, 800-362-2587. We also have a very extensive website for people who are into websites, and that is www.idbonline.org.
Okay, that IDB, Iowa Department for the Blind, idbonline.org. Okay, so let's kind of just real quickly, the meetings that are in our proximity here on June 15th, which is a Wednesday, 1 to 3:30 at Heritage House and also 1 to 3:30 in Harlan at the library. Come and find out about the new materials that are going to make it easier to keep in touch with books.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we thank you very much for your time, Karen, and thank you for providing these services. Karen Kenninger, who is the director for the Iowa Department for the Blind. And until next time, here's a thought. There's a purpose for our lives far grander and more significant than perhaps we might ever have considered.